L-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Okay. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Professor H.J. Mackinder, International Relations, to review four capitals in Ukraine conflict. We begin in Moscow. The news there is non-transparent, but in any event, Reuters is reporting that Russia is seeking sanctions exemption for its state bank in a Ukraine grain deal. This is too complicated to simplify, other than to say Russia is looking for cash. It's pending these days what's going to happen when Europe cuts off Russian oil by sea. There's going to be a cap for all nations dealing with Russia. Will it be enforced? Will it include China and India? In any event, that's one quarter of the Russian budget coming through Russian oil by sea. And that is a severe limitation to the war fighting. So we begin in Moscow with the professor's observations. Moscow's point of view comes so far a mild winter in Europe. Good evening to you, Professor.
Good evening, sir. I think that to get to the heart of what's going to determine Moscow's policies over the next few months, we have to look south to the city of Kherson, which, of course, controls the land bridge to the Crimea, and also controls water supply to the Crimea. Now, over the last few months, and even as we speak, the Ukrainians have been pounding the western section of Kherson, of that city, that oblast, which is on the western European side of the Dnipro River. And it seems that the Russians are now withdrawing from that position and are going to perhaps make a last stand or make a stand on the eastern side, where they have a small piece of territory consisting of Luhansk, Donetsk, and the eastern part of Kherson. It's really impossible to overstate the strategic importance of this, because this is what makes it possible for Russia to supply Crimea, and of course, the bridge to Crimea, which is another thing that's very much on Russia's mind, is the thing that makes it possible to get Russian supplies there. And at present, the Ukrainians, as the one person in our administration who seems to understand warfare is the Secretary of Defense Austin, and he says, look, the Russians want to get the Ukrainians to try to cross the Dnipro River and sweep into Kherson, and in doing so, get ahead of their own artillery support and get ahead of their air support, such as it is, and then place themselves, have a salient that goes too far to the east, which the Russians can then cut off, and that will lead either to a stalemate at best, or I think the Russians imagine it could lead actually to a defeat of Ukraine by the encirclement of their main army. The Russians are supplying these territories and Kherson from the very far east, where they have a little strip of territory on the border through which they can get munitions. Now, the danger that the Ukrainians, and Mr. Austin thinks that the Ukrainians are going to succeed because he feels they have good enough judgment that they are not going to get victory fever and cease the kind of very cautious but steady and well-judged advance they're doing now. But it should be noted that we have carefully refrained from supplying them with weapons having a range adequate for them to do what they have to do, which is to start hitting the Russians on the east. That is, they have to start hitting the territories that between the easternmost Russian-held parts of Ukraine and Russia proper, so that they're getting at Kherson from both the west and from the east. Now, if it should turn out that the Ukrainians, for various reasons, are unable to secure Kherson, if let's put it this way, if they succeed in securing Kherson, which I think is likely, then they really will have won the war, because they will then be able to move into Crimea, deoccupy Crimea, and Russia will really just have a fragmentary presence. Russian reinforcements, these 300,000 troops that they say that they're sending south, are very badly equipped. They don't have weapons. They are making, according to the London sources, they're making no progress really against the Ukrainians. But if they got their act together, they could develop a kind of a bastion on the eastern side of the Dnipro River. So that is really where the war is going to be decided. And what I am concerned about is that those people in the West who are looking for an exit are going to try to make peace prematurely. The only way we're going to get peace here is if the Russians are clearly and palpably beaten, and they know it, and that somehow we manage that without escalation, without allowing Russia to escalate. But to do that means letting the Ukrainians finish the job, which they are doing, but they're not doing, they're doing it at a deliberate speed. Now, if it should seem that the Ukrainians were not getting to the point where they were going to grasp this crucial junction of the land route to the Crimea and the water supplies to the Crimea, and that there were a stalemate, I can imagine calls for a negotiated peace in which we would accept the status quo, that is to say the Russians in Luhansk and Donetsk and part of Kherson, and then somehow keeping Crimea. That would be the makings of a very, very unstable peace. So as I see that, that is the main concern, although there's lots of other stuff going on, which we can talk about. There is, for instance, the Russian movement into Belarus, and the possibility that they're already firing long-range missiles and anti-aircraft missiles and drones from Belarus, which enables them to hit the western part of Ukraine from the north. And of course, that could, if they were able to project themselves into western Ukraine or do enough damage in western Ukraine, that would outflank the Ukrainian, right, main Ukraine advance to the south.
Let's turn to Kyiv then, its point of view, because what you're talking about is the Russian campaign against the infrastructure of Ukraine. Professor H.J. Mackinder, international relations, commenting on four capitals, four points of view in Ukraine conflict. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience, has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange any time. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.